Well, at a very early age, I came to the conclusion that war doesn't solve any problems, that the problems with that were there when the war started, that may have even been a cause of the war, are usually still there when the war is over, and sometimes the war adds a few more problems. And so, soon after I got out of the service, I started saying, who better to argue against war than somebody who's experienced it? And about, what year is this?
2006.
I guess it was around 15 years ago or so. Somebody told me that there was an organization called Veterans for Peace. And it was, actually it was started in 1985. And the basic idea is that fellows who had experienced war would work to try to convince anybody that would listen, I guess, that that war is not the answer, that negotiation is better than war, that problems should be solved nonviolently. And it didn't take me very long to join that organization, and I've been active in it ever since. I just finished two terms on the board of directors. We have a two-term limit, so I've served my two terms and got off the board, but I'm still very active. And interestingly enough, as I told the group, the membership in Veterans for Peace had dropped down to 400 and some odd members in the year 2000, and then came September 11th and George Bush's response to it, and then George Bush's war on Iraq, and we're now over 5,000 members. So we've done a lot of the right things. We've been we've gained a lot of recognition as a spokesman for the peaceful way, and there are some of us who are looking forward to saying the situation hopefully will not always be as bad as it is now, and we want to convince people not to just sit back and relax when things get better, but to stay vigilant to avoid another problem.